Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Y'all know what time it is. Young Prince with the soul of Napoleon. I see art like I know the custodian. At the Gagosian, and my hoe is Cambodian. While I'm smoking, I send her to the stove for some osium. If I ain't hot, you must be smoking that opium. Or that shit, Hector Gay smoking them. And that Impala, but ain't nobody dope as him. So hip hop, it's time to hold a symposium. Or a seminar with no podium. For all the lame niggas throwing sodium. On my name, no utopian. My fans are like the 96 Lakers. Coach Doe Kobe. And remember selling Knicks at night, no Nickelodeon. Now I'm pulling chicks at night, feeling like Scorpion. Dr. Kavokian, all in your whole fallopian. Got her in the car, giving toppings anchovian. Speaking of cars, they rush hours like 4 p.m. How you a gangster, but on Instagram, emojiing. In America, niggas dying over pussy. In the Middle East, they dying over petroleum. A pound in the food saver look like a head of lettuce. Niggas steal my metaphors like I never said it. Try to battle me, you gon' need a paramedics. That means two, a paramedics. And a helicopter full of hella doctors for sounding like Andy Mellor. Knock us on the teleprompter. Let's get it popping over Red and Baca. Don't make my partner kill your dog with that Cruella chopper. Hotter than that red sriracha, can't care less about you. The last thing I'm trying to be is fresh when the feds is watching. No disrespect to my nigga Chains, but when the feds really watching, that shit'll wreck your brain. That's why I left the game, but if I had to do some time, I still make money from the pen like Esther Dean. I could go to jail for some shit I did at 17. God knows where I would be if I never dreamed. The dopest nigga in our decade. I don't rest safe cause these hoes give me a headache. I'm out in LA, I never went to school for writing, but I'm still good with them essays. Every bitch I had in the fucking the squad, no love in my heart. Back then I wasn't that smart, but I went into some classes overseas. Now all I do is study abroad. Get it, study abroad. What I learned is that these hoes will tell your buddies apart. Now it's Greek mythology, cause I run with the gods. Street astrology, cause I'm one with the stars. You gon' need your liquor license just to fuck with my boss. Puffin' cigars, lead the show to a lovely menage. Thumbin' through the check like I'm shuffling cards. Bullet wounds left my friends with the ugliest scars. Revenge will get you even, but what are your odds? Again, the way with it'll get you stuck with a charge. Flowing so ethical, plus I'm cold and poetical. It's my time according to this gold ocean perpetual. Ghetto activist, I'm not a devil's advocate. As humble as a dove, but I run with some savages. Catch my goons laying on the nigga. Mattresses, you ain't from the streets. If you thought that was some faggot shit, my ratchet is always in the car, so please don't clap at it. Cause these haters wanna see you holy like a Catholic. You don't know the half of it. Gladiator Maximus, we ain't in the same class. You algebra, I'm calculus. All my neck is a charm of the man that stayed in Nazareth. My mind is so deep, I swear that you couldn't fathom this. And rap is like college. I'm working on my doctorate cause I already mastered it. Yesterday I talked to Jesus. I said I'm paranoid, that's why I always got a heater. So if a nigga try to sneak you, all you hear is bang boom pow. Out of my depeters, then I'm gone.
Yo, it's your boy.
Yo.
It's Forget That Yo Radio, and we back. What is this, episode 76?
76, man, the best.
76. That's Spanish.
Sesenta
y seis.
Hey, this the year I got established, 1976.
Established 1976. Hey, you ain't that much older than me. I don't mean that in no negative way.
I'm only 37. What you like, 33?
One?
30. Damn.
Anyways, it's your boys, Stone and KD. Once again, the goons have the keys.
Get fucked up now.
Yes, episode 76 of Forget That Yo Radio. We gonna hit you with the mainstream stuff. You know where to find us: www.forgetthatyo.com, Stitcher, iTunes. You get your T-shirts at forgetthatyo.com. A few months ago, I hit you up with the discount code on Karmaloop. That FGDY14 to get you 20% off. And I also got another hookup now for you, for our listeners, and that's at NotHumanWorld.com, up and coming clothing company. And if you use the code N533WJ, you get 20% off items there as well. So make sure you check us out. And save you some money on them clothes. Get your Forget That Yo stuff too. I am KD, aka Mr. Randy Watson. You can find me on that handle at Instagram and Twitter. You also got Soul Glow, the Gourmet Harmonizer. And don't think I forgot about you folks. I'm in the studios. I'm working on my new track, Buffet Lines, Ode to Big Girls. So, yeah, we back up in the building.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Get it.
Yo, we always here, man. It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, aka Stone El Terrible, aka I was just fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back. Uh-huh. AKA Slapbox 2 meters at a time. Uh-huh. AKA A Boo Boo, you looking at a bear. AKA I got a mean pimp game, my nickname is Swallow Me. AKA I turn your girl into Rosa Parks. When I'm about to come, she refuses to move from in front of the bus, man. Let's get it.
Man, what the Oh, it's so terrible. It's so bad.
But it's funny.
Man, if that's your girl that Stone is doing that stuff to, you just gotta let her go.
Oh, AKA if you ever thought I was smashing your girl, I was.
See? That's my point. Just go ahead and let that go. Oh. He done did all types of terrible stuff.
AKA. That's your girl. And y'all did all that. Imagine what I done with her.
Sitting there looking at her in disgust. You make me sick.
I bet you smell like his balls.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about that one. That was, that was too much. You can find us always at the Birdman hand rub. You hear that?
Yes. Extra ashy.
Yeah. You know, we on Instagram, Forget That Yo. Twitter, Forget That Yo. Facebook, Forget That Yo. Mr. Randy Watson on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Stone El Terrible on Twitter.
Black Hats Off. No, it's actually Emerge City.
And Emerge City Clothing.
Yep.
That's also. And those are both on Twitter and Instagram. Speaking of the Black Hats Off. He is noticeably absent today.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And the story that I got was he was standing on first and he felt a big burst. Diarrhea.
plop, plop.
He was going towards second, and his panties felt naked. Diarrhea.
Plop, plop.
He was running towards third, and he felt a runny turd. Diarrhea.
Plop, plop.
Something, somewhat up. He likes to call it food poisoning. Yeah, it's bubble guts. it's diarrhea. The dude threw up so much he lost. Well, okay, he's coming out of both ends. So
if you see Ant and he looking like Slim Luther.
He looked like the Somali pirate from Captain Phillips. He's lost 30 pounds in 3 days.
Out there looking like Star Jones.
All flabby and sick.
Big ass head, little ass body.
Man. Hey, stay strong, brother. Get them. Hey, man. So he sent me the message saying that he got bags of throw up. Why are you saving them? Like, what are we doing here, man?
That man ain't had the energy to take him to the trash can.
Went to the side, man. Get out.
Hey, we are raising funds for diarrhea awareness for Ant. So if you want to donate Charmin Cottonelle to us, probably some old washcloths.
Yeah, we're going to need some money for some new drawers. I'm pretty sure those dims is ruined.
And destroyed them.
Some aerosol, because I'm pretty sure the smell in that room is awful.
It smell like one of them porta potties in his room.
Oh, it's like the backside of Bin Laden's beard.
It smell like sweaty under titty over there.
Oh god. Oh, that's disgusting. Under titty. God damn.
Mm. Oh, it's like
between a bum's toes.
Oh,
that,
God. That's just foul.
Yeah, man, that's just. You know what? Get well soon,
please.
Yo, I would like this episode, man, to be kind of music heavy.
Okay,
let's just play all the hits, man. All
right.
I don't know if you can find this. If you can, we'll put this at the end of the show. I got a homeboy. His name is Country Sav.
Oh yeah.
And he's actually, man, I met the little dude in like 2004, man. And he's been grinding ever since, man, and it's starting to pay off.
No doubt.
Oh well, man, everybody that's listening to this, man, please check out Country Sav, man. You can find him on YouTube. To, you know what I'm saying, to get the little spark of what he is, man. The dude is dope, and he's grinding so hard, man.
And it's country, like extra country. Yeah. KUNTRE Sav, SAV. Yeah.
It's for Country Savage. That's what it stands for. And I hit him up the other day, man, and like the dude is like, I hit him up just to say, hey, man, I see you out there doing your thing, man. Keep it pushing, man. And he was like, man, I talked to him in a couple months. He was like, hey, man, what can I do to promote the podcast, man? That's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, yo, he said he's going to cop a shirt, man, and going to wear it in the video. He said they trying to do a video a month. He's going to wear the shirt in the videos and at the shows, man.
What heard?
That's what's up, man. Shout out to the little homie.
You know what? I'm starting to see, you know, we've been doing this for almost, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And, yeah, almost 2 years. And I'm starting to see our little dividends paying off, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Other day, Sharon from the Black Guy Who Tips.
Yeah.
She followed me on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Funny chick. She just celebrated her birthday. Her and her husband, Rod. You make sure you check them out at the Black Guy Who Tips. They doing big thing. We trying to get on their level.
Yeah, yo. And happy birthday.
No doubt. Yeah, I gave her a shout out from the Forget That Yo crew. So, Yep. But yeah, I was starting to see little dividends.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Just take time, man. Just take time and grind, I guess.
I Googled Forget Dad Yo the other day and stuff came up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like before it wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like before it wasn't doing that, man. But now we got a little attention, I guess.
Yup. You know how good it feels to Google something you do and it come up?
Yo, for real, yo, I'm waiting for the groupies.
There's levels to this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, and I'm apologize to all these establishments that I keep leaving these stickers in. I mean, I just been laying them on tables and shit. I'm about to start putting them on walls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like every jacket I got, man, got some stickers in the pockets.
So that man ready.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to put it on some shit. I'm start hitting calls, too.
We on our own street team.
You know, the only thing about it is I wear the shirts a lot. So, hey, man, you don't want to put out them goddamn stickers.
Oh, man. I know Korea got tagged up, and I would have took pictures, but the service over there and my phone was playing Forget Day over there as far as staying charged.
Yo, matter of fact, speaking of phone service, man, we got the email from the homie Nigel.
Word.
And Nigel say, what's good, y'all? It's been a minute since I've had a chance to holler at the fam. I've been out here in the wilderness of Africa. Damn. Far away from steady internet access. Right now, this here Google is using that nasty, simple Google layout from the 90s. Connection is so slow. Just thought I'd drop an email to the fam to keep dropping podcast after podcast. I definitely will catch up when I'm back on some of that 3G internet.
Word.
Straight up Niger, dog. Appreciate it, homie. Yo, man, we was missing you for a minute, man.
I'm wondering, is that him that was getting chased by that hippo and them memes that's floating around? These just jokes.
Nah, that wasn't Nigel, because Nigel be having Jordans on. Jordans on, so that wasn't Nigel, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Shout out to the homie Nigel. He been holding it down with us for a hot minute, too.
Hey, man, that's love, dog.
So good. So good to have fans that stick with us.
Yeah, man. That's not people that we know.
Exactly.
Because the people that we know, they been riding with us, man.
The people we don't know?
Yes.
Like, I was on Twitter one day, and somebody I didn't even know from another podcast hit me up and was like, yo, who is this fool singing about wings and fries? I was like, oh, that's me.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
So, what's in the news, man?
I don't remember seeing too much ratchetry going down this week.
You know what? It's not too much ratchet stuff, but it's a lot of, like, serious stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like the that Fort Hood shooting, dog.
Oh, man. I don't even know what they said he snapped about, because I read something and they said like he had got denied leave earlier that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Yo, that's not the first time this happened though.
What? Shooting up at Fort Hood or
no, somebody getting denied leave and shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember in Kansas, man, at Fort Riley. Yo, they denied his leave. Squad leader had to tell him, man. He showed up at the squad leader door with a gauge, man. They popped him.
Dang.
Like, yo, I'm just a messenger. You know what I'm saying? That ain't,
why I gotta be one?
For real, man. But, yeah, yo, this dude, like, this was, this the second time in 5 years at Fort Hood?
Yeah, because they had that one cat. They just, didn't they give him, they didn't give him the death penalty.
Or is he still going through the trial? I don't even know if they finished that up.
I thought they did finish that up.
I remember he couldn't get the death penalty because it was something that he was sane enough to not get a death penalty or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something they was playing, some way they worded it where he couldn't get it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he probably got them Castro numbers, man.
Yeah. 267 years.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Consecutive sentences.
Like, yo, just say I ain't never getting out of jail. I don't understand why they put that extra stank on. You got 3 life terms plus 180 years. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? You just using words now.
I don't understand why I don't just kill him.
Yeah. Straight up.
Like, if you're going to give him that long, you know he's not going to make it that long.
Yeah.
After you hit like a certain sentence. If he's 30 when he goes in and you give him 50 years, that's a wrap.
Yeah. Yo, like, I think them dudes can, if they avoid the gang rape and, you know what I'm saying, and avoid getting shanked in the shower, they can possibly make it out, man, because a prison will keep you healthy.
Oh yeah,
they feed you not good food, but it's healthy food. You get excellent medical care as long as it's not a shank or AIDS, you know what I'm saying. They cut out the smoking. Like, them dudes is living a long time because it's privatized now.
Yeah.
The more bodies, we have to have a certain amount of people in jail to keep it functioning. So they keeping people in jail alive forever so they can keep getting that money, man. So, yo, you could do 50 years and come out, be 80, come out looking 60. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Cause
like Martin and Eddie on Life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It kept them in there forever, man. Like, yo, I had a dude I worked with, did 25 years, man. He did 25 years of a 50-year sentence. Man, this dude looked good for, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looked like he has not had a worry in the world for 25 years, man. He ain't had to pay no bills. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he had really no stress. And it shows. I was like, man, should I go to prison to get in shape?
Let me go ahead and just knock the stove over right quick.
You know what I'm saying? I figured, man, let me get a 5-year bid.
Oh, man. That's bad when you go into prison to get come out healthier. Than the folks that's not in.
You know what I'm saying? Eating all this fast food is killing. Yo, my dude stopped eating fast food and lost 34 pounds in like 4 months.
Damn.
Fast food, man.
Yeah, it's easy to see. It's real easy to see. Cause I haven't had McDonald's in 8 months, 9 months, and I'm feeling so much better.
Yeah, for real, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, yo, I started counting calories. Man, have you seen some of these calorie counts, dog?
Oh man, when you see over anything over, when you counting calories and you see something over 600 calories, you'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, yo, the place I love, Chipotle, man. A Chipotle burrito, 1,100.
Oof.
That's just ridiculous.
But yeah, man, you eat one of those and you just be like, do I really want to eat?
You think, hell yeah. But it's so good when it hits your lips, though.
Hey, man, Chipotle need to stop playing games. Go ahead and sponsor us.
For real, man, because y'all get a lot of our business, yo. I mean, we talk about Chipotle damn near on every show.
Every show. Go ahead and get that sponsorship.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead and drop that Forget That Yo coupon up in there and get 10% off a burrito.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
What else was in the news, man? Oh, we talked about this before on Decisions, man. Well, it didn't came true. A dude was married for 19 years and found out his wife had a sex change.
Oof. You just gotta go ahead and you didn't even caught up. 20 years.
What do you?
You love her, or him, or
Shim. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah. What do you do?
You have to bite the bullet. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's folks out there who are gonna be like, nah, man, he lied to me. I don't know what our relationship was based on. Yada yada, so on and so forth. But the reality of the fact is, you've been in love with it for, well, you can call it her because that's what she identified, and I'm pretty sure you've been smashing.
Oh, for 19 years, yeah.
Yeah. Probably 20 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think courtship before.
Yeah, they only been married for 19, so yeah, it was some time before that.
Yeah, I say I give it at least 21 years.
Oh, and the troll game was good. Yeah, I thought she was an attractive woman. All woman. She had no male traits. They decided not to have children because he had two by his previous marriage, and she fooled him by pretending to menstruate using sanitary towels to conceal the truth. Even during sex, I never noticed anything.
Wait, what? Using sanitary towels?
Yeah, the pads and shit. You know this.
She played him. Yeah,
yeah, troll game.
It was way up there.
Yeah, yo, all right, so what was she putting on it then?
If this is what I'm gonna say. If, like most dudes, all you need to see is that wrapper and in the trash can.
That's all there is I need.
Yeah, you're gonna glaze right past that and act like you ain't see it. I know what that is.
Yo, but you know what I'm saying? But in the beginning, right? She had to make it visible just in case he had any questions. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
So I mean, you ain't noticed all these open cans of tomato sauce around your house.
You probably think she just like tomato sauce.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, she dipping it in there. I'm gonna stop talking about that. Yo, but check this shit out though, right? She was cheating on him.
What? Oh man, that troll game's super strong.
For real, she was. How you tricking somebody? Telling them that you a woman and you didn't start off that way. But not only is you lying to him, you lying to other motherfuckers, man. Like, yeah, you're doing so much shit wrong.
She didn't get an okie doke to two dudes.
Oh. No. She started sleeping with other men.
Multiples?
Plural. Oh. Come on, man. Oh, damn. All right. This is it. This is in Belgium, right?
Yeah.
He ain't even allowed to toss her out the house because of Belgium law, dog.
Oh, man. He just got moved.
Yo, what am I supposed to do? Yo, but as the shim, I wouldn't feel safe in that house.
I wouldn't feel safe, period. You gotta think, this stuff is coming out. If it's in the news and we seeing it,
yeah.
Can you imagine sitting there reading the paper and then you see the name and it's her? Or shim?
Yeah. Like, man,
and you've been one of the dudes smashing?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, your soul's going to hurt, B. Like, yo, like, everything about you, like, damn, am I gay?
That's the one question that has plagued me forever. Because I'm like, you know, there's women out there that, well, transvestites, let's just call them what they are.
Shims, yeah.
Yeah, shims. That have gotten the sex change surgery and whatnot. And sometimes you cannot tell
at
that
all
they used to be a male.
At all.
At all. So, at what point is it, am I gay? Because I was attracted to something with very feminine qualities and I just got played? Or is it, do I have gay tendencies?
Because I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Ayo, I would say that you're not gay because you are attracted to it because it it wants to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You thought that was a woman.
Man, and see, there's a fine line, because you got Tyrone in a wig looking like Wesley Snipes.
Man, two on four. Super Bowl ring and shit.
And you attracted to that? That's obviously, I'm talking about with the mustache and everything. You got to know.
Yeah,
but something that went through the process and getting all that shit changed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's a lot of effort. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They didn't put in that work to fool you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, man, you got a motherfucker that's taller than you, voice deeper, shoulders broader. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, that's a woman. Nick, no, it's not, B. And you know it. You know what I'm saying? You want some old Mr. C type shit, son.
Like, damn, boo, you squeezing into my Jordans.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, girl, you wear a size 12 in men's? Nah, yo, are you sure you're not Shaq?
And that's another question that I got, too. Like, the men who go through that, are they, like, petite men that go through it? Because I can't see no, like me. I got a size 12 shoe. And I'm very stout. You know what I'm saying? It's very stocky.
Yeah.
So, there's no confusing me for a woman at all.
At all, yo.
But where do men who go through this change find a shoes at? You know?
Yo, wherever there's a transgender shoe store. That's
like,
the
for real,
I need to be.
I can see, you know, Sean down the street rocking, you know, size 12 Jordans, and then in the night he decide, you know, I want to dress up as a woman. Where is he finding size 12, you know,
pumps,
women's
shit,
heels?
You know, yeah. Hey, you know, I guess you gotta. Okay, let's come up with a store name.
Heels for him.
Yeah. If the shoe fits, I guess.
High tops and high heels.
You know what I'm saying, like, yo? If it, so now you gotta start asking the question, yo. Do you shop at Heels for him? You know what I'm saying, and if they say, oh no, I don't know about that place. Okay, then we good. You know what I'm saying? But they say, no, I do not shop at that store on 52nd Street. Hold on.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. You got
wait a minute.
You got a little specific. So, nah, man.
Because I got questions. I mean, like I said, these dudes obviously got fooled and whatnot. But there's some characteristics. Like, again, let's stick with the feet thing. Like me, I don't have a foot fetish. But my woman has to have her feet taken care of. You can't look like you've been kicking tree stumps.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, as a man, my feet is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My shit is horrible. And I'm pretty sure most men's feet is fucked up too.
Yeah.
So if you shorty take her shoes off, man, and it look like hammer time down there. You should
questions.
Have, you know what I'm saying? You should have some questions, man. But, like, yo, there are some petite men. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, pretty much every Asian person you see.
Yeah.
And, like, those are the ones that turn to women. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I've been to Korea, man. I done seen it all.
Yeah. But you're not changing it to a woman. And it'd be no easy transformation, like, and I'm not picturing this, but I'm saying Stone is not gonna put.
Yeah, man, you know how much shit I gotta go through to be pretty, nigga. That shit ain't gonna work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as a dude, if you sitting there and you rubbing this supposed chick's feet, and she whipped the mugs out and they looking like skis, painted skis. Do you not have questions?
Real, yo. Like, you gotta have some questions, man.
Like, damn, baby. Your feet soft.
For, yo, like,
must use a lot of shea butter, but them mugs long.
What's the smallest men size of shoe?
I think a 7.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a 7, man. So that's like a woman's 10 or some shit. That's like
a woman's
that.
9.
Man. So I mean, it is. I guess you know them WNBA players, man. Them chicks probably wear a size 16 and shit.
And I know I spit that number out real quick, but I did used to work at a shoe store.
Nah, I'm not going for it.
Hey man.
But yeah, man, do the foot check. You know what I'm saying? Check for that Adam's apple.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's not a wig. You know what I'm saying?
But that will mess you up though. Not that I know personally, but there was a dude in my shop. Who he was distraught. He was working out on the fight line, and we had to let him in the building.
Yeah.
And he came in, and he just rambling. That's strange. I'm like, you all right? He's like, nah, man, it's strange. It's strange. And I was like, all right, you know, you on something different today. I'm going to let you cook. And I walked off. And like he was still sitting there rambling behind me. Out of the blue, he just came out. Dude, I think I slept with the man. What?
Whoa. Okay.
And he went through the story, and the chick had told him that she was born a man, and she had a sex change operation. And he was sitting there, literally going through his head, and he was like, "I'm not understanding because everything was authentic."
Yeah.
You know, she got wet. And it looked like one.
Oh, that mean he put his face in it too.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just wondering what his thought process was. He said she came back and told him it was a practical joke, but that's something you don't play with.
That's not a joke. That's a murder charge.
But you know, I could see his face, bro. He was distraught.
Yeah, it's his. He lost a little bit of his life that day, man.
Yeah,
that's like I was just thinking about that, man. I would. I like looking at vaginas, man. Somebody need to give an award to the doctor that's making up these fake ones, man. Because, like he said, you can't tell.
Yeah, like what are they doing? Like, are they sitting there looking at it? You know how you type on a computer. And you're looking to your right or your left, and the words are there. Is he like cutting?
Yes.
And there's a picture of a vagina sitting there, and he's just.
I need to put this over here. Like, nah, man. I don't know.
Let me go ahead and carve a little bit here, make this realistic clit. You know what I'm saying? Give us some nerve endings.
That's crazy. I don't want to talk about this.
All right.
On to the, can we get a song? I need some uplifting music.
Alright. See, well, I'm DJing today, so let's go with some since the homie Stone threw out Rosa Parks in the intro, we're gonna go with some Outkast, some Rosa Parks. Get that aha, hush that fuss going.
Where was the name of the song, Rosa Parks?
So, we're going to take a little break right quick and drop you off some cast.
Yeah, the wheel's still. Tell me how you feel.
Push that bus, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna bump that trunk with bus? Be the type of people make the club get full. Push that bus, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna bump that trunk with bus? Be the type of people make the club get full.
Many a day has passed, the night has gone by. Still, I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos, for these playoffs. So we was amps and we taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Grey Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya. Bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you signed the silly thing. My room is sitting pretty, doing donuts. Why you suckers like them suckers on Ron Titties? Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down. But us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, activate the left and right brain. Say, baby boy, you only funky at your last cut. You focus on the past, your ass will be your has what. That's what you live by, or either that's what you die to. I try to just throw it at you, determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit. Sad and it's costly, but that's all shit. Wrote, and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up Shit's Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn that crown. But until then,
outside, we still in the building.
Still in the building. Still in the building. So, yeah, the Final Four last night. UConn got Florida up out of here.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the Kentucky-Wisconsin game, craziness.
Was it?
Yes. It came down to last second shot.
Oh, wow.
Last second shot. Aaron Harrison set up. They were down by one. No, I think they were down by two. I can't remember. But he had the ball. That man posted up, hit a three.
Oh, shit.
Game time. Mind you, he just did the same thing last weekend to get them to the Final Four. And he turned around and did the same thing. Twitter exploded.
And
dude said, at this point, Aaron Harrison, he set up to shoot a three. You just gotta punch him right in his face.
For real, yo. Just go on, put him down.
Let's go ahead and take this flagrant foul. But you're not hitting the shot.
Hell nah. So it's Kentucky and you.
Yep. Man. On Monday, I think.
That's gonna be a good game.
Yep. So I will be on live tweeting the game with my own special brand of commentary.
Buffoonery, so, if you will.
Yes, there it is. I'm trying to be politically correct, but
yeah, you know. They all know what we do up here.
Oh man, but yeah, it was a good game.
It's just me on college sports, man. No, go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, since we on the sports tip, your boy DeSean Jackson is now a Redskin.
Yeah, man. I think he went to the Redskins strictly out of revenge, man.
I think so.
Because they got to play the Eagles twice a year.
Yep.
He did that to show, yo, oh, okay. And y'all tried to slander my name, son.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It was funny the way they were saying it.
What, the gang shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know they investigating into that now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, okay. San Francisco and what other team was it?
Wasn't it Oakland?
It might have been Oakland. But they called the LAPD to check this dude's record to see if they had any information on him. Which is fucking whack, man. But the NFL is investigating into Philadelphia leaking this information about him. Like leaking false information and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, that's dirty, man. Cause come on, dog. Dude, they never been charged with shit.
You know what though? Your boy Richard Sherman gained a lot more respect for him. Did you see the piece he posted?
Nah.
Let me try to see if I can find it. He pretty much was saying that it's a shame of what they doing to DeSean Jackson because he has no criminal record.
Yeah.
No nothing. And all this is speculation that he has affiliation with gangs and whatnot. But, you know, they throwing him under the bus. He got dropped from the team. But Jim Irsay, they swept his whole thing.
Under the rug.
They ain't say nothing about his gang affiliation and getting drugs and all that stuff.
Hey, that's how it go, man. That's how it go. But it's still, in everybody's eyes, it's still DeSean Jackson's fault. You know what I'm saying? Because of them video shit. Just like one of the teammates, even one of the dudes from Philly, came out. Now, yes, he did say that gang shit, they didn't believe none of that. But they were saying that he was a bad teammate in the locker room. Like, he was a selfish player and all this shit. Well, just say that. If that's how y'all fucking feel, just say that. We didn't like him. So we got rid of him. Just say that, man. Don't try to slander this dude's name on some dumb shit, man.
Yeah, because that would have been so easy to say, hey, you know, he's a good player, but he's bad for the locker room.
You know what I'm saying? He's a distraction in the locker room. Don't say off the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just weak, man.
I'm going to send you this link to the article, and then I'm going to read a snippet of it right quick. But here's the part that caught me. It says, this offseason, they, being the Philadelphia Eagles, re-signed a player who was caught on video screaming, I will fight every nigga in here.
Mm-hmm.
He was representing the Philadelphia Eagles when he said it. Because, of course, everything we do is reflective of the organization. But what they did do to Riley Cooper, who, if he's not a racist, at least has ties to racist activity, they fined him and sent him to counseling. No suspension necessary for Cooper and no punishment from the NFL. Despite his new interest in policing our use of the N-word on the field, Riley instead got a few days off from training camp and a nice contract in the offseason, too. Commit certain crimes in this league and be a certain color, and you get help, not scorn. Look at the way many in the media wrote about Jim Irsay about his DUI arrest. Nobody suggested the Colts owner had ties to drug trafficking, even though he was caught driving with controlled substance, prescription pills, and $29,000 in cash to do who knows what with. Instead, poor millionaire Mr. Irsay needs help, some wrote. But Deshaun Jackson is the menace, right? He's just as bad as those guys he partied with because he threw up a Crip sign in a picture and owns a gangster rap record label. If only all record labels were held to this standard, somebody might realize that Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg weren't the bosses behind NWA. Jim Irsay lookalikes and suits were. But go ahead and judge Deshaun Jackson for the company he keeps. While you're at it, judge me too, because I still live in Los Angeles and my family does too. We didn't run from where we grew up. We aren't afraid to be associated with the people who came with us. We brought some of our money back and started charities and tried to help out a few guys who were with us when we were nobodies. Tell me that cat ain't earned some more respect.
For real. For real, man. Like, and yo, he was already high up there on my toe pole anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Like, shout out to Richard Sherman, man.
For real, man. Like, yo, that shit is crazy, B. Dude, man. And that's just the way it go, man.
Yeah.
The ones with the most money make the rules, man. They can sweep all they shit that they do wrong, sweep that shit up under the rug. You're a player. We own you. We don't like you. We get rid of you. And we're going to make it so nobody else wants you either.
Yep. And that comes all the way back full circle to that LeBron stuff. Because like LeBron had been sitting there and they weren't winning no championships still. They couldn't get nobody to come there. And he had got hurt trying to shoulder the load of the team. And yeah, it was like, you know what? It's time to go in a new direction.
Get rid of him.
Yep.
He ain't paying out. You know what I'm saying?
They'd have been like, well, he gave us a good run, but we just want to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
That's everybody would have been throwing a parade, you know what I'm saying? Like they did with Peyton.
Yeah.
But because he bounced on his terms, oh.
And I got more respect for that I make a decision for my own career. Mm-hmm. I don't let you make the decision for me. Come on, man. It does. That's what we're doing it for.
Championships.
You know what I'm saying? I take control of my career. That's why I started doing shit. That's why I grew up, to take control of my shit. So that's what I'm going to do, man. I don't care what nobody else say, dog. I'm going to do what I want to do. And somebody going to pay me. You know what I'm saying? That's just as far as it goes, man. Bastards. Yo, but speaking of that, though, Northwestern unionizing the football program.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. They actually won the court case for the right to unionize.
Nice.
But now they're gonna appeal it. And like it's really, I think they said it's not really about the money. Like they want a salary because the case said that they are employees of the school.
Which they are?
Yeah. So they want the scholarships of course, the better medical care for the concussions and all that shit, and a salary. You know what I'm saying? Because the school making all this money off their back, so why shouldn't they get
kick some day away?
You know what I'm saying? Like right now, they get the scholarship, which most of them don't even use. Then they get 3 meals a day and $30 for food on the weekends. Hey man, $30 a weekend ain't shit.
Ain't nothing.
You know what I'm saying? $30 is not cutting it.
Even that mug doing it like I used to do it in school. Take your lunch money and hold on to it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I got to double up for a couple weekends, man. But, so, all right. Most people's argument is that they're paid with the education, which is understandable unless I go to school for 2 years and then opt out. Mm-hmm. And then they can't get a job. You know what I'm saying? So all this, I'm depending on this, all this little money that you're giving me, the very little money that you're giving me. So, but anybody else that gets a scholarship to the school, they can have a job. Mm-hmm. They can make extra money. I can't do that.
And you have more to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. That's my main argument about things. You know, let these kids play football, you know, but at the same time, don't limit them to what they can do. You know, I understand you got to have your rules and whatnot, but you guys are making money, and then you tell them they can't do nothing. They can't sell their jerseys. They can't do autographs. Nothing like that. So they busting their back, breaking their bodies up for these football programs who are making millions on the back end.
Billions. They're making billions of dollars.
From advertisement, from TVs, merchandise sale.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. And you kicking these kids $30 on a weekend to eat? Come on.
For real, man.
Let them have some.
That's that. I mean, that's just crazy. And then you say, okay, oh, they're getting their education paid for. That's true. But the coaches' kids also get to go to that school for free. Mm-hmm. Don't touch a football. Don't touch the field. Don't do none of that. So that's just out the window. You giving that away anyway. You paying this man millions of dollars and his kids get a free education.
Yep.
Come on, man. That's not fucking fair.
At all. You sitting there throwing that stuff out there, and then like I said, you got these kids, they going out there, legs getting broke.
Exactly.
Concussions.
Exactly. And as if they get hurt playing football and can't play anymore, what happens to their scholarship?
Out the window.
Gone. So what are you really giving me, dog?
There's no benefit to it. They're in a lose-lose situation.
For real.
We have to play football. We signed up to play football. Oh, you know, we're here. But recruiting practices, we can get in trouble for. Somebody thinks I got talent and want to kick a couple dollars my way because they see him struggling, I get in trouble.
School gets in trouble.
Yeah. You know, I get suspended. Somebody wants to kick me a couple dollars or buy me a vehicle, or I get an agent ahead of time. Trouble. You know? They catch everything.
Yeah. Every.
Like that kid who was it? Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
Didn't he get in trouble for autographs?
Yeah, autographs and shit. But I can't do an autograph, right? But you're putting me on TV. You're making me
A brand
for your school. You're putting my name on the back of a jersey and selling it, and I get none of that.
None.
Just like the Fab Five, man. Chris Webber was like, "Yo, they selling my name on a jersey for $75. I ain't got enough money to put gas in my car.
I'm eating ramen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get nothing to eat, and you selling my name." Come on, dog. That's just weak, man.
Because every win, every championship, every bowl game they make, every Final Four appearance they make, that puts money in the school pockets.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing all this and I get nothing. Come on, y'all gotta do better.
For real, man.
And like I said, you don't have to pay them, but release the stipulations you got on.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to come out on money, let me be able to support myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if people want my autograph to pay for, somebody want to pay for me to go to something, let me do that. Don't just have me stuck and you making all the money off the shit that I'm doing.
Yeah. And that free scholarship, free education, that's a a moot argument anyway. Because, I mean, alright, yeah, you go into an expensive school and yada yada, but just because your education is free don't mean you should work as an indentured servant.
For real. Yo, they work 20 to 50 hours a week.
Exactly.
That's a lot, man.
All that work, and then, like you said, somebody who's going to school and they might not have a scholarship and they paying out of pocket for school, they get to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Whatever they want. But I'm sitting here, you know, trying to put the school on the map, maintain legacy, because you know a lot of these schools, they looking for players that's going to keep them at the top.
Yep.
You know.
Get them in a bowl game.
Prospects, all who they bring in. I mean, look at ESPN. No shade to them. But these cats started a whole day worth of programming dedicated to see which high schoolers pick which hat for what school they're going to.
Hell yeah.
Tell me it's not, and tell me the school ain't kicking money from that.
Hell yeah, you know what it is. Yo, the motherfuckers say they get, if their football team is winning, their people coming to their school goes up just because people want to come to their school because they're winning.
A winning program.
Like football players said, like people like, man, the only reason I came to the school because you play for the football team. Mm-hmm. And I get nothing from that.
Nothing. Whole school rocking, for instance, Tallahassee is right down the street. Florida State stuff. You know, what's the dude with the speech impediment?
He said a speech impediment. Williston.
Willis. You know, this cat, he brings
a speech impediment.
He bring a national championship to Florida State again for the first time in years.
Yeah.
You don't think attendance is going to go up?
Of course it is.
All these ticket sales and stuff, and they see nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You telling me I can't, my game worn jersey that I done got busted up in, and I want to sell it because I'm not wearing it in the game again. I want to sell it for a couple of dollars to whoever, and it's a problem? Come on.
Yeah, man. Y'all need to stop that bullshit, man. But I think that shit going to be in litigation forever, dog.
It is.
Like, they just going to sweep that shit.
But you know who had a perfect commentary on the state of the NCAA?
Who?
South Park.
Oh, damn.
South Park. You got to watch the episode. I'll look up the name. But it was about they had these little crack babies. Crack Baby Association. That's what it was. They had these crack babies that they was putting on camera and recording them and everything. And it was just a process they went through. And it was just like NCAA.
Hell no.
In fact, Cartman went through the process of going to he went to talk to one of the coaches or something like that, one of the school administrators.
Yeah.
And he was like, so what is it that you do with your slaves? And the coach was looking at him like, they're not slaves. He's like, yeah, okay.
Hell duh.
At South Park, that show, very controversial and whatnot, but a lot of stuff they be hitting on.
Yeah,
they do it so smart that you be like,
damn, yo, like, yo, that was like the with John Travolta and Tom Cruise coming out the closet and shit. Like, no, I'm not gonna come out the closet. I'm like, yo, that shit is wrong. Yeah. It's so wrong.
Now I'm in the closet.
Hell yeah.
Now I'm in the closet too.
Oh, yo, I wanted to. All right, yo, Anthony put up a picture. Excuse me, the Black Hasselhoff. put up a picture of LeBron rocking Pharrell, that Pharrell hat.
Okay.
Why, man? That is the most ridiculous hat ever made.
Yes.
Okay. Pharrell looked dumb enough in it. And he's not letting it go. He got different colors. I seen him on Saturday Night Live last night. He had one on, a green one. Why did you think that hat was cool and bought one? I'm saying, and then LeBron, you look dumber because you wearing it because this fool got it on.
It gotta be one of them things, people with money.
Me and my wife talked about it the other day, man. Nobody can be original. Because if you do something, everybody's gonna do it. So even though you started it, now you look like everybody else. So the shit just don't work, man. And the fact that these niggas is so much followers, man. Like if you listen to a rap song, let somebody say something new. Like when niggas start rapping about Chris Style, One person said that, everybody started saying it. Boom.
Yep.
Hey, Chris Style, don't want y'all niggas drinking that shit. Ace of Spade. Now everybody's drinking Ace of Spade. Everybody's going to Jacob the Jeweler. Everybody's rocking Audemars because one person's come on, man, stop. Like this shit is getting so dumb, man. Like, why is everybody on the same shit?
Because it's in style.
That's fucking crazy, dog.
It's in style. Because, to be honest, Basquiat,
yeah,
and Tom Ford,
yeah, that shit
had not heard of them until Jay-Z dropped Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Yeah. Yo, the artist I knew about him, that Tom Ford shit, I have no idea what that is.
I had to look it up because I was like, what is Basquiat?
Yeah.
Is it a basket? Are we being fancy and saying basket?
Basket, you know what I'm saying? That's what the game is now, dog. That shit is crazy.
He said, go ahead and lean on that Basquiat blue.
Yeah. It's a chair or something.
I'm like, what is blue leaning on? Because she a baby.
Is that a laundry basket? Why do they have that in the middle of the floor?
Yeah.
Yo, but that's, yo, like, for real, even though I don't feel like spending that much money on some fucking shoes, I actually refuse to buy some Jordans, man. Because that's all anybody's talking about. Gotta get the new J's, nigga. Oh, man, the new J's coming out. Everybody,
I'm starting to get to a point where my age is kicking in.
Yeah,
I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, man, I got a car note. And these shoes is half my car note, if not all of my car note
for real, man.
So why am I gonna get some shoes that I wear maybe on the weekends?
Hell,
you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and drop 50 on these Chuck Taylors
and keep it pushing. Yo, like I do like the resale value of them though. Like
the Jordans.
Do you see them new phone pods that came out?
Yeah,
niggas lost their mind. Right, they 250 a wop, going for anywhere between $800 and $1,000 online.
Yeah,
I would. You know what I'm saying? I would. I'm not gonna stand online that long. Though, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, man, this idea is becoming worse and worse in my mind. You know what I'm saying? But like, why has it got to be like that, though, man? Why is you willing to pay $1,000 for some shoes? Living at your mama house.
It's sign of the times, man. Everybody got a stunt.
Yo, I you know what I bought the other day? A fresh pack of white t-shirts.
Yep.
And I'm rocking them. I got one on right now.
Yeah, go to Target and get them nice quality t-shirts for $12.
Man,
good.
Nah, yo, I'm talking about I got a pack of 5 for $15. these old Fruit the Looms, man.
I'm serious, man.
I'm not doing that. Y'all can kiss my ass with that shit. I buy all my clothes, all my jeans at Ross for the low. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
Birth and Coat Factory.
For real, man. I'm not spending that money, man.
Bruh, I went through my phase where I was like, yo, let me go buy this and let me buy that. And it was $50, $60. Now I go up in the store and I see something, it'd be like $60. I'm like, let me glaze right past that. Oh, they got this clearance t-shirt for $10. I will take that.
Yo, hey, man, you know what I found out the other day? I bought little mama some shoes, right? We walking in the store. I just so happened to look down. We walk in the finish line. I look down at the very bottom of the glass of the store. It say they give a 20% discount to military.
Well, let me go ahead and get that military discount right quick.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we got it. But then I started looking at other stores. It's all the way at the very bottom.
Oh, they don't be wanting to advertise that.
Yeah, like, yo, you have to be, you actually have to know that they do it, because they're not going to tell you, and they're not going to make it visible for you to know.
Knock an extra 20% off?
For up to
20%?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, every time I go someplace, that's a habit. You take military discounts?
Hey, y'all got a military discount? Yo, I ask at McDonald's.
No, I'm serious.
Taco Bell, yo, food, Family Dollar, everywhere, man. Yo, y'all got a military discount?
I mess around and handing my card, and ID card be with it. You know they're supposed to check ID, and they don't.
Nobody.
I volunteer that.
Oh, you want to check my military ID? Yeah.
It's like, military discount.
Hell yeah. That's crazy, Doug.
I got something.
How about a song first?
Okay. You got another?
Let's get It's Yours, Man, by the Wu-Tang Clan.
Stone, is you. This is yours. All right. We'll do that. It's yours. Oh, you gotta tell me the song from Country Sav. You want me to drop off, too?
Oh, he got The Devil's Grip.
Oh, okay. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Yep, I've heard that one. So, yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and hit pause again. Let y'all enjoy this. It's yours. And
Machine Gun Rap.